الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض فأصبح هشيما تذروه الرياح وكان الله على كل شيء مقتدرا. صدق الله العظيم.
In the previous times that we spoke about Surah Kahf and the message which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has indicated towards, so there were a couple of things that were mentioned, that what those boys in the cave had, which a person should try and get. The first was, وَلَا تَقُولَنَّ لِشَيْءٍ إِنِّي فَاعِلٌ ذَلِكَ غَدًا إِلَّا إِن يَشَاءَ اللَّهُ. That never ever think you can do anything. Whether it's for something in the future, then you will say inshaAllah. And if it was something that happened, then you will say mashaAllah. To attribute everything to the Zat of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then promised that you will never see difficulties in your life. Problems, any ni'mah Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives, and a person says this is what Allah has given. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in that favor of Allah, he will never see that which will make him sad after. So learn to attribute everything to the Zat of Allah. Thereafter, the second command was given, وَاتْلُ مَا أُوحِيَ إِلَيْكَ مِنْ كِتَابِ رَبِّكَ. That book that has come down, the people in the cave, they also had a book, الرَّقِيم. And while they were in the cave, to ensure that they would not now become what we will call kund zahan, a person of a weak mind, a person unaware of what's happening, a person living in a cave, unable to deal with people outside, starts becoming depressed. So for those people, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala had given them al-raqim, which they would read. And it would be a source of spiritual upliftment for them. They would enjoy it. And for this ummah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave al-Qur'an. That if a person pulls himself out of what we will call society, and people say that if you don't love with the people, you'll never understand the people. And if you don't go into their circles, you'll never get education. And you will become a man who becomes tangdil, closed-hearted. Your mind will close, your heart will close. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave Quran. And that person who makes tilawat of Quran, not only does he always stay happy, a promise has been given that at an old age, where people are normally knocked with what is called, that they become senile, a person of Quran, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala protects him from that. In an old age he will live. But a man who engrosses himself in the study of Quran and Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's dua for him was, Nabdar Allah Umran. That may Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala always keep that person healthy, fresh. That sicknesses that affect the mind never hit that person. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gave a command of tilawat of Quran. But the tariqah of tilawat was such that those boys were going to do, which was called the boys of al-Rafin. That while they were going to be in a cave, it was not one going to read and later on another. But the manner that they would read that book is, the book was one al-Raqim, and they would get around it. And perhaps one would read it and discuss it and say to the other, then another would have a turn, another would have a turn. Looking at this verse, the ulama took out this tariqah which we find ala wajhil atam in the madaris. That to protect a person and to make him become kamil in a time of fitna of the jaliyat, they established madaris. And in the madaris, the main thing is al-Quran. And the tariqah of ta'lim of Quran was what we call dars and mudhakara. That a ustad will teach, the students will learn. Then they will come at night and the student will say it, others around him will sit. Then a discussion will take place, then you will refer to the books of tafsir. It will not be an individual study of Quran, but an ijtima'i tilawat. So the tariqah of the madaris which we find today, which our akabir brought about to protect man from the fitan of Dajjal. And we will find whoever graduates from these madaris, they are able to walk in the world in a different walk. Where other people are affected by so many shubuhat and doubts, this person doesn't get it. And he never understands why he doesn't get it. Depression hits the people all around, but the people of madaris you will hardly find. An alim from so and so town, he's fallen into depression. The tariqah of ijtima'i ta'aleem of Quran, Allah tabarak ta'ala made isharaya. That when you will pull yourself out of society, hold on to the Quran, and not just alone, but let it be on a surat of dars, mudhakara, ta'aleem, that everyone is discussing it. Muhammad Ilyas rahimullah, in the work of tabligh, he instituted this in the method of, that when ta'aleem will take place, first there will be tilawat of Quran. That a couple of surahs will be read, he will read, he will listen, he will read, everyone will correct the recitation. And thereafter ta'aleem will take place. And ta'aleem is the maghz, the khulasa, the summary of Quran. The Quran will now be discussed, one will read, the next one listen, he will read, the next one listen. And that tariqah of ta'aleem, ishara has been made. And when you pull yourself out of the environment of evil, then make sure you do it with a group of your friends. The third command that was given was wasbir nafsaka ma'al ladhina yad'una rabbahum bil ghadati wal 'ashi. Stay in the company of those whose hearts are always with Allah tabarak ta'ala. Meaning look at your friends. Ar-rajulu 'ala dini khalili. A man will be on the deen of his friend. Which many a time a person, he falls in love with a girl, or he just says, I'm playing around. He might be a student of the madrasa or a man out of the madrasa, but that playing around has made her your special friend. That girl is bear wafa to Allah tabarak ta'ala, and you have become bear wafa. And when two people of bear wafa get together, and then both of them say, we are just playing around, then Allah tabarak ta'ala has made ishara, you will not be saved from the fitan of Dajjal. Somehow you will be grabbed in. It will start with one message. A person fell in love with a Christian girl, Muslim man. And they tried to make things work in the time where the marriages were taking place. Their parents never gave permission. Ulama narrating this incident narrated that the man who was at his death, and he told his friend, oh my friend, recite kalima. So this boy said, started speaking funny things. And amongst the things he said was that, for many years I tried to marry that girl, my father never allowed it. And now she has gone with her parents far away, and I am left alone here. And my whole life's desire was to get her, I could never get her. And now I'm going to die with that sorrow, I'll never get her. And then he said a more amazing thing, he said, if I die now, on the belief of La ilaha illallah, then this belief will take me into a place called paradise, Jannah. And because that girl is a Christian, and if she has to die, she will never meet me in paradise. Her job road will be going to hell. So he says, in this world my father never allowed me to meet her. Therefore I am giving up the kalima just so that I can go and meet her in hell. And he passed away last. You will think it's against sense, but at the time of death the akal doesn't work anymore. At the time of death the heart starts speaking. And what Allah tabarak ta'ala at that time wants to make is heart off. A lot of things come out. Watch who your friends are. A rajulu ala deeni khalili doesn't only mean that your friend will one day influence you. And he will change you, and you will think, no, I'll never change. I know my limits. I know my friend. Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili is on its haqiqi meaning. That a man will be left on the deen of his friend. Meaning your whole life you might be remaining on Iman and Islam. A student of deen, a man of amal, a man going in jamaat, but your friends who had grabbed your heart were people out of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained it more better, al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. That Allah will make your hashar with the people who you loved in this world. Your outside was absolutely unique. But in that inside you had something which made your friend somebody else. Whether it was through messages that you were sending and she became your friend. O may Allah tabarak ta'ala protect us. It was those sports masters who became our friends, our heroes. Or it was actresses, actors. And those people who never knew us became our friends. We would die for them. If they were sent to Beth, then our heart would start also beating. If he would get a century, we would not sleep at night, it's so happy. And if he would go out for a duck, then we would be sad. In our salah, our du'as was, he must win the match. So everything became he. And our friend became someone who was not, which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala mentioned, يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاةِ وَالْعَشِيِ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَ. And because of that love that settled in the heart, a pious person reached a certain man who was on his deathbed. And he told his friend, "Oh my friend, read Quran, Kalima." They brought that pious person because Kalima wasn't coming out. So this pious person, they thought in his barakah, he will come and he will make the Kalima come. But at the time of death, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala makes izhar of this ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili. Who look who your friends are. Because your deen is going to be based on their deen. So at the time of death, a man of piety throughout his life couldn't recite Kalima. And the pious person comes and he tells him, read. And he's not coming. He's looking, he's wondering, what must I read? Why must I read? He's saying so many things, but that Kalima is not coming out. So he falls into dua, he's making a lot of dua, which is known as muraqabah. A person closes his eyes, he opens his heart, and he wishes to ask Allah, Tabaraka Ta'ala, what is the reality? My friend can't read Kalima. And after a while, then he opens his eyes and he sighs. And he says that my friend who is here on the bed, his heart has been covered with the love of the people of Kufr. And now besides the fire of Jahannam, nothing can remove the rust. And only when the fire will touch that heart and the rust will be removed, then only that Kalima will become Zahir again. So it has been made that he has to go to Jahannam now. After that he'll come out. Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili. To protect ourselves, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has ordered, watch who your friends are. Wasbir nafsaka. Sabr means that you don't want to do something. Normally your friends are going fishing. That morning you will wake up, you won't sleep at night. Because in case I don't wake up and they'll go and they leave me behind. To go with those people, there's no sabr, you enjoy it. You will make shukr your whole journey. Sabr is where someone doesn't want to do it. Today I'm feeling a little tired. I don't want to go now. A great alim's bayan is taking place. A man's majlis is taking place. A jamaat is going out at the moment. People are going to madrasa to study. Class is starting. At that moment I'm just not feeling like it. I want to go with my friends to the mall. So the easiest thing is go and just say my teeth is paining, I need to go to the dentist. And you get a letter and you're gone. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, at the time when your heart doesn't want to sit in the company of those people engrossed with the Zat of Allah, at that time hold yourself. Because at that time when you hold yourself, then that is called mujahada, upon which Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will open up a lot of roads. Many a time a person, he sees a bayan taking place, he goes and sits. Because he wants to hear what the man is saying, it's very entertaining, and he sits, he enjoys the bayan. But there was no sabr there. Where there is sabr, roads open up. Where there is no sabr, it will be a thing of enjoyment. Mashaykh, when they make people take bayat to them, the first bayan that the sheikh, the murid will hear, will inspire him one way. He'll be thrilled about it. And he will put his hand in the hand of the sheikh and he say, I am now yours. But then the sheikh will say, now make sure you come for all the majalis. So now majlis week after week after week after week. And now he starts getting tired. I heard this bayan already. And now one day he's tired, I'll be sleeping in the masjid, should I go, shouldn't I go? At that time comes the masala of wasbir nafsaka. At that time if a person can control himself and say, I have to go, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala at that time will open up the heart to things you can never understand. Wasbir nafsaka ma'alladina. Three commands. One is attribute everything to the Zat of Allah. The second thing is hold on to Quran and do it in ijtimai form. The third thing is stay in the company, make them your friends. Those people whose heart is with the Zat of Allah. Mawlana Rum Rahimullah, someone asked me, my child is going offline. So how do I bring him back online? So Mawlana Rum Rahimullah said to the person that you see the horses when they are riding, then to make a young horse ride fast, there is no need to hit the horse. All you have to do is let the young horse ride with the fast horses. As those fast, big horses are moving, the young one will feel shy and he will also move. You just have to change the environment and the person automatically will change. Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Rahimullah, when he started the work of Tabligh, his main reason for sending out a jamaat was that just join into the company of people whose hearts have been connected. And now when you go out with them, you can't go back home. They are gone out for 10 days, you are going away from home. But as the fast horses are moving, automatically you will start moving. When people wake up for the Tahajjud, you will feel, Shah, you are fast asleep. When people are performing Salah 5 times a day, you will never find a person in Jamaat, Namaz time is going to the toilet. If you join the Jamaat which is moving, then automatically you will start moving. A person takes bayat to a sheikh says, we are going on a journey, come with me. Automatically during that journey he starts getting inspiration. Inspiration which he would never get when he was alone. It had to do with company. The fourth command Allah tabarak ta'ala now gives, وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, Al-Haq, the truth is from Allah. What we will call normally, speak out the truth. Which in the work of tabligh is called Dawah ilallah. Or it's called a bayan. Or it's called munazara. Or it's called i'la'i kalimatillah. Or it's called writing the truth. Meaning never feel inferior. And one of the main efforts that the West made when the Khilafat was destroyed was to make the Muslims around the world feel shy about the Islam. So when they started feeling shy, people took out the turban, they took out the beard, they took out the kurta, and they started wearing Western dress because they felt shy about Islam. When the work of Tabligh started, it gave the people the chance to speak out again. When they began speaking out, a person who never had a beard now, he started feeling shy. Because his brother is telling him, my brother, get himmat, put on a beard. Why you want to look like a woman? You are a man. Suddenly the man started feeling shy. All along the man who was keeping a beard was feeling shy. People are telling him, your hair jungle is growing. So he was feeling bad. And one way people would cut it. But when people of Haq started speaking, the whole thing changed. Now the man who hasn't got a beard, he is feeling shy. Telling the Jamaat is going out, he doesn't want to go out. He says, give me a few days to start growing a beard. A woman who had hijab at the past, she would be mocked. A time is now coming where the woman without hijab, she is feeling shy. Whoever spoke out the truth, that inferior complex never settled on him. Allah tabarak ta'ala has made ishara, now you have studied Quran, now go and speak, don't be shy. And if ever shaitan tells you that no one is going to listen, why must you speak? So Allah tabarak ta'ala then says, فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ وَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيَكْفُرْ. Whoever wants to believe, he will believe. Whoever doesn't want to believe, he won't believe. It's got nothing to do with you. Your job is you must say the truth. And don't be shy about it. Make the others feel shy around you. You come to a gathering where everyone is sitting on a table. Then you go and sit on the floor. And nicely you say that actually the sunnah is to sit on the floor. But never mind, you people have been given permission because you're old. So everyone will feel shy suddenly. Everyone will feel shy. But if you yourself go and sit on the table and say, this is not the time to talk, shh, then that man who wants to sit on the floor, he'll feel shy. So Allah tabarak ta'ala has ordered, your job is to speak. And when you will start speaking in the work of tabligh, how many people joined who themselves had no beard and kurta? And then they had to give a bayan that night after Isha. And in the bayan they said, we have to trust on Allah. And an example had to be given how to trust on Allah. So you say, the commands of Allah have to be in front. That man himself is feeling shy now, the commands of Allah has to be front, he got no beard, the next day he starts sticking a beard. Whoever starts speaking the truth, Allah tabarak ta'ala puts it in his heart, he comes unto the truth. Never be shy to speak. If you can't give a bayan from the front, write. If you can't write, speak to your friend. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahimahullah says once when he was most likely making istinja. So outside the place of istinja, he heard two people talking. So the one person was saying to his friend that, you know, every time you are meeting Ahmed Bhai, you are telling him, stop smoking. Every time. And Ahmed Bhai is also getting irritated. And Ahmed Bhai is never going to stop smoking. So why don't you just leave him alone? So this person says that, you know what? If Ahmed Bhai will never give up his bad habit of smoking, why must I give up my bad habit of calling to the truth? If Ahmed Bhai will never give up his bad habit, why must I give up my good habit? I'll carry on telling him. And every time I'll make him feel shy, I'll tell him, how many left? I'm sure you're quitting soon. Every time, carry on. The man who carries on telling somebody else, when you're quitting, you think he'll ever start. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has put the jazba of amal in dawah. If you will speak and learn how to speak to a non-Muslim also, that to make that man feel shy also, that when you get in a car, in a bus, a non-Muslim sits next to you, don't feel shy about your deen. Open up Quran and says wah, then he'll ask you immediately, what's wah? Then you say, you know, Isa alayhi salam is being discussed here, Jesus. Automatically he'll ask you, what you speaking about? You start translating. Instead of being shy about your own hayat, make him feel shy. Then ask him, you knew so much about your Lord, Jesus is their Lord. Say, I never knew these things where Lord was born. Say, it's mentioned here, Jesus is born. How he was born. Then you say, let me tell you something else. And you start. Never be shy, make others feel shy. The quality of being inferior is a poison of the West. When they take young boys into university, the first thing put in their minds is that because of science, the world has progressed. And because Muslims have abandoned science, that's why Muslims have retrogressed, gone behind. And you are behind many centuries, still in a camel age. And science is reaching the moon. But a person who got himmat, how many waqiyat we have read, a boy in university, the teacher is teaching about Darwin's theory of evolution, the boy stands up, he says, sir, this doesn't make sense. Because he was never shy of his deen. And the teacher now tries to prove, but a boy who is not shy will make everyone shy. And then waqiyat have been written, how they made red, complete red against the university teachers, that the university teacher was left shocked. Never be shy of our deen. When a person asks you questions, don't go on the back foot, attack. وَقُلِ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Say, the truth is what I have. And I will openly say it, whether you like it or you don't like it. فَمَنْ شَاءَ فَلْيُؤْمِنْ. If your heart is clean, you'll accept. If your heart is dirty, too bad. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِلظَّالِمِينَ نَارًا. My friend, if you don't listen to me, I'll meet you in Jahannam. Meaning you will be in Jahannam, I will be in Jannah if Allah wishes. And a time will come in Jannah when man in Jannah will say, you know, I had a friend who never listened. I wonder what happened to him. And the barrier will be removed. And the man in Jannah will be able to see his friend burning in Jahannam. There is nothing to be shy about. Allah tabarak ta'ala has blessed us with the truth. Learn to speak the truth. إِنَّا أَعْتَدْنَا لِظَالِمِينَ نَارًا. The man who doesn't want to listen, there will be Jahannam for him. أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. And the walls of Jahannam will be surrounding them, made of fire. And when normally if a person is in a jail, a prison, then to get out of the prison, he says, we just have to scale that wall. But what happens if the wall itself is of fire? And then that man says, I just have to scale that fire. How are you ever going to scale fire? أَحَاطَ بِهِمْ سُرَادِقُهَا. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَاءٍ كَالْمُهْلِ يَشْوِي الْوُجُوهِ. Such a place in Jahannam will be given, which normally the tariqah of Quran is to explain the depths of punishment. Allah tabarak ta'ala explains the lowest punishment. But if you can understand what's the lowest, then your mind can start flying to what's the highest. So Allah tabarak ta'ala, when speaking of Jahannam, many a time in Quran doesn't speak about the worst of Jahannam, he speaks about the best of Jahannam. The best of Jahannam is when that man is finished. And now he tells the angel, please, I need some water. Give me some rest. Give me a break. Which is mentioned in the hadith, finally the time will come when the angel will say, okay, we're giving you a break soon. And he'll become so relieved, he'll say, I need some water. وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُ. When he says, please help me out. يُغَاثُ بِمَا. And the angel will say, water is being delivered. But as that water will be coming, he will notice that no angel is also holding it. It's being held by steel, by iron claws. And as it's coming closer to his face, the heat of that thing will start burning. يَشْوِي الْوُجُو. The heat coming closer will be burning the entire face, what we'll call frying the face. And then when he will try and pull himself away from that glass goblet, because the heat, then the angel will say, but you asked for water, here's your water. But it will be pus, it will be blood, it will be boiling. And then his lip will be pulled down and he will say, enjoy. Which is mentioned in the hadith, as the cup will touch the lip, the lower lip will start swelling until it will reach the navel. And as that water will be made to go down his belly, then it will burn everything from within until he will melt. And thereafter when his body is brought back again, the angel will say, you had your rest, go back to Jahannam. So when the rest will be so severe, then what will the rest after that be? وَإِن يَسْتَغِيثُوا يُغَاثُوا بِمَا. There is nothing to be shy about Islam. Allah Pak has given us that we are on haqq. That person who is on batil, we have to see him going in Jahannam and feel bad for him and try and pull him out of it. بِئْسَ الشَّرَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, what a terrible drink it will be that will be offered. وَسَاءَتْ مُرْتَفَقَ. The place of rest will be so terrible, you can imagine the place of punishment. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتٍ. As for those people of iman and good actions, they got nothing to be shy about. إِنَّا لَا نُضِيعُ أَجْرَ مَنْ أَحْسَنَ عَمَلًا. Their reward has been kept by Allah, which will never go away. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ عَدْنٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ. For those people will be gardens in which they will live in forever, and under which rivers are already flowing, and they will be given jewelry to wear, they will be given lovely clothing to wear, silken clothing, they will be given cushions to rest upon. Then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala says, ni'ma thawab. That do you ever think you could have got back a better investment than this, a better return than that? Thawab means when something, you give something and you get better. Ni'ma thawabu wa hasunat murtafaqa. What a wonderful hotel you will be given. So the people of haq have been given the best. The people of batil, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala protect us from falling into that. But for that, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has mentioned a couple of guidelines. One is, everything should be attributed to the Zat of Allah. InshaAllah, MashaAllah. The second thing, tilawat of Quran, individually also and ijtimai also. Bring our children, get ourselves also involved in ta'aleem. If you can't make ta'aleem at a madrasa, ta'aleem at home, where Quran can be discussed. Quran has been translated in English. Start with an English translation. Ma'ariful Quran. Let someone read, listen to Quran. And in the madaris, ala wajhil atam, entire Quran from beginning to the ending, everything of Quran is being explained. So one is attribute everything to Allah. Second is tilawat of Quran individually and ijtimai. The third thing is stay in the company of the pious, and Allah Ta'ala will give us himmat. The fourth thing is learn to speak. Don't be shy, speak out the truth. Whoever wants to listen will listen, but we will protect ourselves. May Allah Ta'ala bless us with haqq. And may Allah Tabarak Ta'ala bless us with the ability to convey that which is haqq to others. Wa akhiru da'wana.